Tyler O'Neill, The Daily Signal. President Joe Biden rewarded one of the left's most influential and notorious donors Saturday, giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to George Soros. The White House announced the honor in a list of 19 recipients, including former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and LGBTQ megadonor Tim Gill. Biden framed Soros' funding as philanthropy in service of democracy and social justice. The Daily Signal depends on the support of readers like you. Donate now. George Soros is an investor, philanthropist, and founder of the Open Society Foundations, the White House explained. Through his network of foundations, partners, and projects in more than 120 countries, Soros has focused on global initiatives that strengthen democracy, human rights, education, and social justice. Soros, a Hungarian-American billionaire investor, has funneled more than $15.2 billion through his Open Society Foundations, now run by his son Alex, which has awarded more than 50,000 grants worldwide, according to the World Economic Forum. Soros bankrolled the rogue prosecutor, soft-on-crime movement by funding the campaigns of local prosecutors who oppose the death penalty and use prosecutorial discretion to avoid charging crimes they consider minor. Cully Stimson, deputy director of the Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation, and Zach Smith, a senior legal fellow at Heritage, have extensively exposed this movement and how it has emboldened criminals by enabling them to avoid prosecution. Their book, Rogue Prosecutors: How Radical Soros Lawyers Are Destroying America's Communities, was released in 2023. Crime rates have spiked across the country, particularly in Democrat-led cities, where murder rates have increased. Yet it makes a perverse amount of sense that Biden would grant Soros the highest civilian honor, not because the billionaire has funded a movement that puts Americans in danger, but because his massive funding network enabled Biden's allies to implement their radical agenda through the administrative state. My forthcoming book, The Wokeitopus: The Dark Money Cabal Manipulating the Federal Government, reveals how Soros, his son, and other major left-wing donors prop up a vast network of woke activist groups that staff and advise the federal government. Why does this matter? As the Competitive Enterprise Institute pointed out, during calendar year 2023, agencies in the federal government issued 3,018 rules, while Congress only enacted 68 laws, many of them ceremonial. In other words, agencies issued 44 rules for every law enacted by Congress. While the Constitution gives the people's elected representatives in Congress the ability to make law, the administrative state issues far more rules that impact Americans' daily lives. Activist groups bankrolled through Soros Open Society Foundations have worked to remake the federal government in the image of pink-haired college students steeped in gender studies and protesting Israel on campus. The Biden administration has kowtowed to gender ideology, rewriting federal education law to force schools to allow boys and girls restrooms and even directing federal law enforcement to refer to illegal aliens by their preferred pronouns. The administration opened the border after groups like the Center for American Progress urged bureaucrats to transform the Department of Homeland Security into a welcome mat for illegals. Biden signed an election executive order that had effectively been written by the activist group Demos, and then the administration brought in Demos to help implement it. Soros' fingerprints, along with those of his son, are all over these and other efforts to push woke ideology in the federal government. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The Open Society Foundations had funneled millions to the Center for American Progress, a hub of left-wing advocacy and woke influence in the federal government. Different arms of the Open Society Foundations have funded Demos, the LGBTQ activist group the Human Rights Campaign, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, among many others. Biden's decision to honor Tim Gill also echoes this woke funding. Gill has poured millions into the LGBTQ activist movement, including in an effort to prevent social conservatives from opting out of celebrating same-sex weddings. President Joe Biden rewarded one of the left's most influential and notorious donors Saturday, giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to George Soros. The White House announced the honor in a list of 19 recipients, including former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and LGBTQ megadonor Tim Gill. Biden framed Soros' funding as philanthropy in service of democracy and social justice. The Daily Signal depends on the support of readers like you. Donate now. George Soros is an investor, philanthropist, and founder of the Open Society Foundations, the White House explained. Through his network of foundations, partners, and projects in more than 120 countries, Soros has focused on global initiatives that strengthen democracy, human rights, education, and social justice. Soros, a Hungarian-American billionaire investor, has funneled more than $15.2 billion through his Open Society Foundations, now run by his son Alex, which has awarded more than 50,000 grants worldwide, according to the World Economic Forum. Soros bankrolled the rogue prosecutor, soft-on-crime movement by funding the campaigns of local prosecutors who oppose the death penalty and use prosecutorial discretion to avoid charging crimes they consider minor. Cully Stimson, deputy director of the Edwin Meese Free Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation, and Zach Smith, a senior legal fellow at Heritage, have extensively exposed this movement and how it has emboldened criminals by enabling them to avoid prosecution. Their book, Rogue Prosecutors: How Radical Soros Lawyers Are Destroying America's Communities, was released in 2023. Crime rates have spiked across the country, particularly in Democrat-led cities, where murder rates have increased. Yet it makes a perverse amount of sense that Biden would grant Soros the highest civilian honor, not because the billionaire has funded a movement that puts Americans in danger, but because his massive funding network enabled Biden's allies to implement their radical agenda through the administrative state. My forthcoming book, The Wokeitopus: The Dark Money Cabal Manipulating the Federal Government, reveals how Soros, his son, and other major left-wing donors prop up a vast network of woke activist groups that staff and advise the federal government. Why does this matter? As the Competitive Enterprise Institute pointed out, during calendar year 2023, agencies in the federal government issued 3,018 rules, while Congress only enacted 68 laws, many of them ceremonial. In other words, agencies issued 44 rules for every law enacted by Congress. While the Constitution gives the people's elected representatives in Congress the ability to make law, the administrative state issues far more rules that impact Americans' daily lives. Activist groups bankrolled through Soros Open Society foundations have worked to remake the federal government in the image of pink-haired college students steeped in gender studies and protesting Israel on campus. The Biden administration has kowtowed to gender ideology, rewriting federal education law to force schools to allow boys and girls restrooms and even directing federal law enforcement to refer to illegal aliens by their preferred pronouns. The administration opened the border after groups like the Center for American Progress urged bureaucrats to transform the Department of Homeland Security into a welcome mat for illegals. Biden signed an election executive order that had effectively been written by the activist group Demos, and then the administration brought in Demos to help implement it. Soros' fingerprints, along with those of his son, are all over these and other efforts to push woke ideology in the federal government. The Open Society foundations had funneled millions to the Center for American Progress, a hub of left-wing advocacy and woke influence in the federal government. Different arms of the Open Society foundations have funded Demos, the LGBTQ activist group the Human Rights Campaign, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, among many others. Biden's decision to honor Tim Gill also echoes this woke funding. Gill has poured millions into the LGBTQ activist movement, including in an effort to prevent social conservatives from opting out of celebrating same-sex weddings. "We're going to punish the wicked," Gill told Rolling Stone in 2017. After the 2015 Supreme Court decision Obergefell v. Hodges legalized same-sex marriage across the country, Gill turned his activism apparatus against Religious Freedom Restoration Acts and toward a legal mentality that would penalize Christians, and anyone else in business, who refused to participate in a same-sex wedding. Gill's mentality echoes the Human Rights Campaign, which uses a corporate equality index to shame companies into taking extreme LGBTQ stances that alienate customers, see Target and Bud Light in 2023. When HRC asked the Biden administration to jump via a set of policy recommendations in 2021, the bureaucrats effectively responded by asking, "How high?" It also echoes the Southern Poverty Law Center, which suggests mainstream conservative and Christian nonprofits are similarly hateful to the Ku Klux Klan. The SPLC has put religious freedom groups like Alliance Defending Freedom on a hate map, alongside KKK chapters, and SPLC leaders have advised the Biden administration in combating domestic terrorism. The vast network of woke NGOs Soros props up have enabled Biden to seed his far-left ideology throughout the federal government, and President-elect Donald Trump has his work cut out for him if he wants to root this out. By awarding Soros this honor, Biden is rewarding one of his most influential ideological allies, a fitting if disgusting final chapter for this far-left administration. Source: The Daily Signal.